Blog Talk Radio.
I am your host, Dr. Josiah Rich, and this morning's episode is entitled Spiritual Health and Wellness Are Predicated Upon Metabolization of the Word of God. Let me say at this point that I have spent several years studying the sources of mind-body medicine in the biblical materials and their relevance for clinical pastoral practice. And this morning's episode is going to dwell upon the Old Testament book of Ezekiel. And it is in Ezekiel chapter 3 that we are given a very powerful word picture of the meaning of the importance of having the Word of God in one's nefesh, or soul. Ezekiel is a prophet of the exile, which lasted from 593 to 571. He ministered to the exiles in Babylon. We learn from chapter 1 of Ezekiel, verse 3, that he is a priest as well. And so in Ezekiel, we have both priest and Nabi, a prophet. Verse 3 of Ezekiel 1 reads, "The word of the Lord came to Ezekiel the priest, the son of Uzi, by the Kibar River in the land of the Babylonians. There the hand of the Lord was upon him." So, just for a moment, in chapter 1, verse 3, we have the Debar Yahweh, the word of the Lord. And in the English it reads, "The word of the Lord came to Ezekiel." Well, the Hebrew is more dynamic and direct, and it reads, "The word of the Lord," or the Debar Yahweh, "happened to Ezekiel." And so this happening, that is, this unique event in the prophet's life, set his life in a new direction. Set his life upon a new journey and place the prophet in a new situation, one that was directly designed by God. And so, Debar means happening, it means event. And so, the word of God placed the prophet in a unique and different and substantive situation for a particular ministry. And in order to further prepare the prophet for that experience, that is, for the experience of ministry, we read that in chapter 1, Ezekiel receives visions of God, and Ezekiel has a vision of God upon his chariot throne. The indigenous people of the surrounding nations during Ezekiel's day, that is, ancient Egypt, commonly had a cyclical understanding or view of history. the Hebrews were unique in that they had a linear history. And the chariot throne vision of God is a picture of God moving through history with causality, divine causality, and moving history in God's direction. God is behind history. God is within history. And so Ezekiel's life is made ring complete. Chapter 3, verse 1. We read, and he said to me, that is, Ezekiel is speaking about the Spirit of God, of Ben Adam, or Son of Man, eat what is before you, eat this scroll. Now, you and I know that the codex form of the book occurred much later in history. Ancient books were scrolls, and so they were rolled up or rolled together and then unrolled so that the reader may read the contents thereof. Eat what is before you, eat the scroll, then go and speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth. He gave me the scroll. Now, this is not a Western word picture. It is, in fact, a word picture from the ancient Near East. And notice the immediacy. And notice the reference to eat or mastication. The prophet is told to eat the word of God. That is, to shape the word of God into one's being. And as in our physical bodies, we have teeth for mastication, and then through mastication and saliva, we turn the food that is chewed into a bolus. The bolus goes down the food tube into the stomach, where it's further broken down by powerful stomach acid and disseminated through the walls of the intestine to enter the bloodstream in order to provide or to give the body its nutrient value. And so this is what happens in the physical realm with the food we eat. And so we want to be certain that the food that we eat has nutrient or appropriate nutrient density. So as to heal tissue, so as to revive us, so as to keep us healthy, so that our bodies can remain physically healthy and we can have a sense of well-being or homeostasis. What is called wellness? Wellness is more than physical health. It involves physical health. Wellness is a sense of well-being about who one is. And so it is in the spiritual realm. We read, notice what God says, eat what is before you, eat this scroll. The prophet is enjoined by God, in fact, he is commanded by God to eat this word. It's a very different understanding that we have in the West. And in the West, I often hear persons talk about the applying the word of God to their lives. Well, it is very different in the scriptures. And please note the context in which the prophet is enjoined to eat the word of God. He has a very difficult ministry ahead of him, and so he needs the word of God to build him up, to supply spiritual nutrient density for him so that his soul will be healthy, so that he will not be discouraged or bitter, and so that he will not take his eyes off God. And so the soul needs to be fed the word of God. His soul cannot live on spiritual fast food. The soul cannot live on top psychology footnoted with verses. from Scripture. Soul must continually, or must have continual exposure to the Word of God. God said to Ezekiel, eat what is before you. Eat this scroll, or eat this word. And notice the prophet's cooperation. You read in verse 2 of chapter 3, so I opened my mouth. This is very different from our understanding of our relationship with the Word of God. The Word of God is very cognitive to us in the West. It has to do with cognition. It has to do with intelligence. It has to do with the left brain. It has to do with logic, such as syllogistic logic. It has to do with epistemology. But here, there's a more immediate understanding in that the prophet must be built up within his soul by the Word of God. He must be healed inside. His soul must be buttressed. He must be strong. So therefore, he must eat the Word of God. Akal. He must eat the Word. He must metabolize the Word so that the Word becomes part of him. So that the mind of God grows within his mind. So that his heart is fashioned around the Word of God, so that he will be focused. The biblical understanding of mindfulness. With the Word of God within the prophet's heart, he will be enabled to meditate upon the Word of God. And so we have meditation. We have focused awareness. We have the element also of that which is cognitive and behavioral. We have these things synthesized here for Ezekiel in the word, one word, verb eat or akal. To eat, to be, to have the Word of God in one's life is an active behavior. It is a verb and not a noun. And let me say again, one would be surprised about the very limited number of passive verbs, in the New Testament. We're to walk by faith and not by sight. I can only walk by faith as I akal or eat the Word of God. I can only be liberated from the flesh and from human sight by metabolization of the Word of God. I must actively eat the Word of God daily. I must have the Word of God synthesized within my being daily so that I am built up. The Word of God gets me unmired from unforgiveness. The Word of God makes me grateful and thankful for all that God has doing and is doing in my life. I am set free of me, so that I can get out of my own way and allow the Spirit of God to do what he chooses to do in my life. And so the prophet must hear the Word of God. He must hear with a view to obeying that which he has metabolized. Metabolized doctrine is doctrine I believe. Mere cognitive awareness of a few things in doctrine does not help you to grow. It is spiritual metabolization of the Word of God that enables me to grow. I will have more on this in the next show. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful day.